I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, hello, Toll listeners, Kurt here. That silence is missed sales. Now, why? It's because you haven't met Shopify, at least until now. Now that's success, as sweet as a solved equation. Join me in trading that silence for success with Shopify. It's like some unified field theory of business. Whether you're a bedroom inventor or a global game changer, Shopify smooths your path. From a garage-based hobby to a bustling e-store, Shopify navigates all sales channels for you. With Shopify powering 10% of all U.S. e-commerce and fueling your ventures in over 170 countries, your business has global potential. And their stellar support is as dependable as a law of physics. So don't wait. Launch your business with Shopify. Shopify has award-winning service and has the internet's best converting checkout. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theories. All lowercase, that's shopify.com/theories.
Well, it feels great to be back. Thank you so much for sticking by and jointly exploring this discursive path of consciousness, theoretical physics, and the philosophy of what fundamental reality even means. Here's an outline of what to expect from the Theories of Everything project, the Toe channel, in the next few months, and there are timestamps included for you to skip around. January, that is, the next 2 weeks, all of this will be done in the next 2 weeks, we're dedicated thematically to exploring mathematics, limiting theorems, and the understanding of free will. Guests include Yosha Bock, John Vervaeke, David Walpart, who, by the way, has 3 limiting theorems underneath his belt, which is an unmatched feat. Stefan Alexander of the Autodidactic Universe, String Theory and the Autodidactic Universe, which is a machine learning model of physics whereby the universe generates its own laws, or at least learns them in a manner akin to a restricted Boltzmann machine, at least in their first draft of the Autodidactic Universe. We're also going to be talking to Professor Norman Wildberger on why infinity isn't real. And by extension, the real numbers aren't necessarily real per se. That is, they don't correspond to something physical. The reason to explore limiting theorems and no-go theorems is because many people are constructing their own theory of everything, their own toe, and they do so with an overzealousness, with a hubris rather than a humility, as they valiantly claim some fact that trivially violates some no-go theorem or known limiting theorem in math and physics without realizing that they are. It's helpful to know when one is violating the bounds of what's considered to be possible or what's not possible, and to subsequently show how you found a loophole by not using one of the assumptions that are integral to the no-go theorem. Essentially, knowledge of limiting theorems are useful to both those who are trying to understand toes and those who are trying to construct their own toe. February is a month where we'll be exploring more of the topic of UFOs and consciousness, starting with Salvatore Pais. Soon, I'll make a post soliciting questions for Salvatore, as first what I want to do is go through the Navy patents with a fine-tooth comb, go through his papers, and understand them. Salvatore has agreed to do 2 podcasts, the first of which will be an introduction to his work, and the second will answer any new or lingering questions that you have after ruminating over the first. As well as in February, George Knapp and Colm Keller are coming on for a theolocution. They're going to be discussing skinwalkers at the Pentagon, as they've at least privately disclosed to me that people have barely scraped the surface of that book during other interviews and podcasts. Also in February, Frank Yang is coming up on consciousness, Carl Friston on consciousness as well. And I can announce here for the first time that Yosha Bach and Donald Hoffman will be coming on for a theolocution on consciousness as well. That's something we've been trying to schedule. We've been scheduling back and forth for almost a year, and finally it looks like it's going to arrive in the middle of February. Additionally, and this is also in February, Herb Mertz is going to be coming on to speak about the Global Consciousness Project. We'll be exploring the connection between consciousness and randomness, which is a peculiar juxtaposition, I'm aware. However, there's anomalous data with respect to RNGs, that is, random number generators, and high valence emotional events, such as a measurable deviation in randomness during globally fractious events like 9/11. It's a curious fact that these sensors, and I'll be speaking in detail about what these sensors are, that these sensors go off sometimes minutes prior to an actual event, which indicates that consciousness either interacts backward in time or has some predictive powers. Still, and we're in February, I have to read these now, we have a highly requested guest, A.H. Almas, regarding consciousness, as well as Gary Nolan regarding the physical evidence of UFO interactions, and Noam Chomsky is coming on for a one-on-one, forget about live, forget about AMA, is coming on for a one-on-one just about the philosophy of language and meaning. I'm super, super excited about that in particular because I don't know the last time I was able to speak privately to Chomsky. Starting March, I'm going to be placing an emphasis on choosing new professors instead of the standard podcast trope of interviewing the same people over and over, which leads to invariably to this feedback loop where the already famous are interviewed on every podcast. Even right now, I'm on the lookout for new professors with new lines of research, professors who don't have their own channel, nor have been interviewed by many people, to bring fresh ideas to the fore, much like we did with the Michael Levin interview, which I highly recommend. March will also be the month of exploring rigorous mathematical unification attempts, such as that of Edward Frankel and the Langlands program, as well as Kevin Knuth has a new unannounced theory that links mathematics and physics, and Norman Wildberger has a new model of mathematics. Starting March, we're also going to be exploring more quantum gravity approaches like Euclidean gravity and asymptotically safe gravity, the latter of which is the only known quantum gravity approach that has some experimental validation, and yet almost no one in the public sphere talks about it, and it would be great to help change that. There will also be the exploration of data on near-death experiences with Dean Radin. To be honest, from my cursory glance at this data about 15 years ago, and it lasted about 15 minutes, I didn't do much research, it seemed like there was so much data on it that the reports can be cherry-picked to indicate that consciousness survives after physical death. And I've had that inexorable mindset in me since I was a contumelious atheist. However, much of what I thought to be true turned out to be vastly incorrect, and I'd like to explore the veracity of these NDE claims rather than rejecting them prior to seriously looking into them. I think it'll be a great deal of fun. Now, for the middle of the year, I'd like to start putting out more theolocutions. I'd like the Theories of Everything project to be a place where academics can conduct research and collaborate in front of an audience. For example, Michael Levin and Carl Friston will be coming on together later this year, with each fomenting ideas in the other in a speculative fashion, grounded in their research, much like what would happen behind the closed doors of academia, except now it will be in front of you. And by the way, I use that term project, the Theories of Everything project, judiciously rather than saying podcast, because there's a goal in mind with the Toe channel that is decidedly not, well, let's just have a conversation. It's best to think of Toe as the project of explicating the scrupulous mathematical unification attempts, first and foremost, and secondarily, understanding what consciousness is and what its constitutive role is to fundamental reality, and thirdly, investigating some of the mysteries of the universe, such as time's arrow, origins of life, by the way, we're going to be doing that with Brian Keating and Lee Cronin soon, the placebo effect, etc. Hopefully this helps contextualize. To abbreviate, the Toe project is more akin to dropping into a professor's office hours than it is a podcast per se. And in fact, maybe the podcast format will be dropped in a year or two. I don't know. But either way, that leads me naturally to the next point. Toward the end of the year, we'll be exploring more Eastern philosophies, since as I've been studying for TOE, both objectively, that is, the rational standard academic approach, and subjectively, that is, experientially trying to live what's been preached, a meditative, a contemplative approach, I'm beginning to see the utility and simultaneously this inveigling quality of language, finding myself being drawn to that Wittgensteinian forsaken ladder where the whole point of talking is to realize that there's no point in talking. To this end, I'll be exploring philosophies precipitated by the Vedic traditions and at least attempting different meditative styles. Now I call this merging of the Western form of knowledge and the Eastern, abhijnosis. You can think of it as an extension of the scientific enterprise, albeit with an altered epistemology. The latter half of the year is also dedicated to exploring some of the viewers' theories of everything, such as Tyler Goldstein's Theory of Everyone and Steve Agnew's Matter Action Theory, each of whom is active in the Discord, by the way, and the link to both the Discord and their work is in the description. There are two more substantial announcements, but first, you should know that if you'd like to contribute to the TOE channel, then do consider going to patreon.com/KurtJaimungal, as the patrons and the sponsors like Brilliant and even Amjad Hussein, of course, are the only reasons I'm able to do this full time. Currently, it's just me, Kurt, executing on everything from guest selection to guest booking to researching the papers, which is endlessly fascinating but also time consuming, to time stamping, to editing the episodes. And every dollar genuinely helps much more than you may think. Now on to the announcements. I'm working on a TOE manual, what I call a tome, and I imagine that by the end of the year, it will be at a preliminary draft stage. It will be a rigorous explication of the TOEs that I've encountered, aimed at the graduate student level or at the sufficiently motivated undergraduate level. It takes quite some time to write even a quarter of a page into this book, so if you don't hear about it for another year, then thank you for your patience. The last announcement is to placate those who are more interested in Veltan Shaung's, that is, a framework through which to interpret the world with an ontology that's consistent with action. During one of the summer months of this year, let's say July, I'll dedicate that month to the more cognitive scientific theories of everything, such as that of Daniel Schmattenberger, Greg Henriques also has a theory of unified knowledge, Jordan Hall, and of course, Ian McGilchrist. I hope this compendium was useful to you and that you now have a clearer understanding of the trajectory. Thank you so much. I'm glad you seem to be enjoying the podcast and finding some utility in it. Here's to 2022.